Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits. Nearly everything we do in life is the result of our habits. The best thing we can do is to keep God first in everything. So let's get disciplined about spending time with Him. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
How much time do you spend thinking about God? How much time do you spend thinking about what He's done for you? Thinking about how beautiful He is? Thinking about the unbelievably awesome things that He's made? Do we ever even slow down and just take a 5-minute walk and really think about what we're looking at? How much time do you spend talking about God? We need to talk about God, not our problems. When it comes to making decisions, do you put God first? Or do you put your feelings first? Do you put what you think first? What you want first? Or do you put what God said first? Do you put your friends first? Do you put your reputation first? You know, sometimes if you make the decision that God is leading you to make, people are going to think you're crazy. When I made a decision to follow the call of God on my life, I lost all my friends and got thrown out of my church. You say, wow. Why? Because the devil despises your progress. And he knows that our reputation means a lot to us. And being part of the group means a lot to us. And invariably, when God's trying to get you to do something that will help you make progress, He will have somebody, the enemy will have somebody that you care about judge and criticize you. Let's go to Colossians 1:10. I want to show you three scriptures here. See, you didn't know when you walked in here tonight you were going to have to start confronting those habits. Colossians 1, verse 10. That you may walk, live, and conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, and desiring to please Him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of God, with fuller, deeper, and clearer insight, acquaintance, and recognition. Now, see, we know full well if we make a decision to attempt to please God in all things that it's going to mess with our life. How many of you know that? That's why the saints get quiet when you start using those kind of scriptures. Fully pleasing to God in all things. Start saying to God in your morning prayer, God, I want to please You in all things. Show me, God, every time what I'm doing is not pleasing to You. Show me, God, when I'm saying things that aren't pleasing to You, making decisions that aren't pleasing to You, and God will start to deal with you and show you stuff. You'll be right in the middle of a conversation, and all of a sudden you'll know that you shouldn't be saying what you're saying. You'll be getting ready to buy something that you no more need than a man in the moon. Flipping out that plastic credit card one more time, and God's already dealt with you to get out of debt, and God's going to say, no, you don't need to buy that. A little bit embarrassing sometimes when you already got all the stuff on the counter. Oh, come on. Come on. I've gotten it home and God made me take it back. One time I bought a piece of jewelry from a friend of ours that owns a jewelry store. And I tell you what, that stuff looks so pretty there under those lights. And I got it home and I started to look at that and I thought, I no more need this than a man in the moon. And I thought, well, what am I going to do? What am I going to tell him? You know, it's hard to be embarrassed. And I finally just thought, I'm going to tell him the truth. I just took it back and I said, you know what? When I got home with this, I realized that I no more needed this. I just don't need it. I just bought it in emotions. It's amazing when you just confess up and tell the truth. How it helps you then the next time to make better decisions. What about if you're in the, they're in the middle of ringing it out? Ringing up your purchases and you get that. Because, you know, sometimes when you're emotionally excited, it's like, oh, two of those and one of those and four of those. You know, after all, it's a 75% off sale. We don't want to miss this sale. I mean, you're loading up that cart. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. You start in the first aisle and do not go to the grocery store when you're hungry. You start in the first aisle and you're loading that cart up, and I mean, you're just getting everything you can get your hands on. And then emotions are interesting. You know, they're just like, and then when they reach this peak, come on now, I'm trying to help you. Then they start to, okay, now you're over here in the last aisle. And you're not too excited about taking all this stuff home and putting it away. And you know you're already out of money, and now you got to get the good stuff, the eggs, the milk, you know. Did you ever notice how they leave that stuff for the last aisle? Because then by the time you get there, you got to have that stuff. And then if you're not a person of integrity, you do what I used to do, and you took all the stuff out that you didn't want, and you left the lettuce with the cleanser and the... Or worse than that, you decide, I don't want none of this, and you leave it all in the cart and walk out. Come on, you are not going to be bored serving God if you become a real Christian. Do not tell me that being a Christian is boring. It is not boring, because God is dealing with us about something. I think it's the most exciting journey of a lifetime, to actually say, God, I want to serve you. I want to fully please you. First John 3:22. And we receive from him whatever we ask, because we watchfully obey his orders, observe his suggestions and injunctions, follow his plan for us, and habitually practice what is pleasing to him. You want to add power to your prayer life? Then just, you can increase the power in your prayer life immediately going into this next week by just making more decisions that you know please God. Every time we say yes to flesh and no to God, we hurt ourselves. We cheat ourselves out of something. Now, I know, you know, you think, well, God, you know, I'll never be able to do anything I want to. Anything that God deals with us about is for our good. It's for our benefit. 1 Thessalonians 2:4. Y'all doing good? Say, I can break bad habits. And I can make good habits. Okay, this is a good scripture. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the glad tidings of the gospel, so we speak. Now get this. So we speak, not to please men, but to please God, who tests our hearts, expecting them to be approved. We have to come to the point where we are God pleasers and not people pleasers. How many times does somebody ask us to do something, and we know in our heart that God is saying no, and yet we look at them and say yes with our mouth? We get a smile from them, but inside, we've got like this in our spirit. Why do we do that? Because we want to please people. We don't want people to judge us. We don't want them to criticize us. We don't want to have to explain ourselves. You know what? I think we need to have a little more respect for one another. And I don't think that we should pressure people to do things. We need to give them the freedom to make choices and not try to force them to do our thing. And the only thing we should ever have to say to anybody is, you know what, I appreciate you asking, but I just don't feel like that's what I should be doing right now. And I'll tell you something, I about killed myself in ministry. Honestly, I just about did myself in saying yes to everything that everybody wanted me to do, until I finally realized that I was keeping all of them happy, but I was about to die. And God wasn't happy with me putting people before him. Amen? You don't get a reward for what people tell you to do. You don't get a reward for obeying people. You get a, now, I'm not saying that you don't obey the authority that you should obey, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. If God says no, we need to say no. If he says yes, we need to say yes. Does anybody here know what I'm talking about? You got a little habit of being a people pleaser. Isn't that an awful feeling? And you know, the sad thing is most people that won't be happy unless we let them control us, they're not real friends anyway. If you got a real friend, they'll say, hey, well, you follow your heart. you do what you feel God wants you to do. I just wanted to invite you. Those are the kind of people I want to hang out with. So Abram knew when God said, habitually put me first in everything, and I will multiply you. Now, come on. See, you can't just take the promises and ignore the ifs and the buts in the Bible. If you will diligently obey my commands, then all of these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. And that doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but it does mean that you have to have a heart set on obeying God. It's great to teach about the love of God and the mercy of God and the grace of God, but you know what? We also have to teach about the need to be obedient. And we need to teach about reverential fear. We need to understand that God is God and He means what He says. Even just to read Deuteronomy 28 should be enough to get us to work with the Holy Spirit full time to break every bad habit that we've got and form every good habit that we can form. Just Deuteronomy 28. If you will diligently obey all of my commands, I will bless you. And then it goes on verse after verse after verse after verse. And then it simply says, and if you don't, you will live under a curse. And that's not very much fun. When you're accustomed to living for yourself, it takes time to change. I believe the greatest thing that God came to deliver us from was ourselves. I think when you get to the point where you cannot get your way and be okay with it, you've had some real deliverance. I used to just immediately get upset every time I didn't get my way because I had in my thinking that I should get my way. My father abused me when I was growing up, and I got mistreated a lot and really almost never got my way. I was manipulated and controlled, and my opinion was never considered, nor did it matter. And I made a covenant with myself. Come on, some of you know what I'm talking about. And I made promises to myself. I made vows to myself. And they played over and over in my mind for years and years. When I get out of here, nobody's ever going to tell me what to do again. When I get out of here, I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And I'm going to please myself. Well, that worked till God got a hold of me. And He says, no, you're going to die to self. You're going to lose sight of self. Forget yourself. Lose sight of all your own interests. And you're going to serve other people. And a lot of them, you're not even going to like them. You're going to forgive your enemies? You're going to love them, yeah. Love them. Well, I tell you what, my flesh just went, ah! I had to break those wrong covenants I made with myself and those wrong vows I made with myself, and I had to get in on the new covenant. Come on, is anybody home in the house tonight? I had to get in on the new covenant.
Thanks for listening to today's message. So much of what we do every single day is the result of habits we have formed over time. Spending time with God through prayer and His Word is crucial for having a great life and fulfilling our purpose. Hebrews 11:6 says God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. When we draw near to Him, He blesses our lives in ways we can't even imagine.
We all go through hard times, and it's so easy in those moments to focus on the problem. But what if you were able to see the trials of your life the way God sees them, and respond to them the way He teaches us in His Word? Joyce Meyer wants to show you how in her new book, Blessed in the Mess. Even in the middle of life's difficulties, God's kindness shines through. Blessed in the Mess. Order your copy today at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Joyce Meyer Ministries' mission is to share Christ and love people. Together, we can do so much more.